back the days of innuendo, when one didn't make an error, but a boob. If you went bed watching, you might spot a tit. And when bending over, your shorts would surely split. To a buxom waitress you'd say,
I'll have a bit.
Oh, bring back the days of innuendo. Bring back the days of innuendo, when one didn't pitch a tent, one got it up. If you saw a bit of skirt,
you would shout out,
poor.
How we'd laugh ourselves quite silly at the
knockers on the door. A bit of nudge, nudge,
wink, wink,
need we say more? Bring back the days of innuendo.
Ooh, Mrs. Pimblebottom, you've come, and through the back door.
Well, I went to the front door, but there seems to be a problem with your knob.
Yes, all you need to do is give it a big bang. It's a bit hard. Dick said he was going to fix it, but something must have come up. Anyway, I suppose you've come about the job.
Yes, I think I'm the woman to fill your vacancy.
Well, Mrs. Pimplebottom, I have several vacancies available. Which position do you prefer?
Well, speaking quite frankly, Mrs. Merriweather, I would like the head job.
I dare say you would. Oh, it says in your resume that you've worked for Clackers, Fanny and Co.
Yes, I was in charge of the mail department, but things just kept getting on top of me.
I've heard they're a good firm. Dick, where are you?
I also work for Sissy and Sons, but I left because I just wasn't getting anywhere.
I see. What do you think are your best attributes, Mrs. Pimplebottom?
Well, I'm very versatile.
Which you'd certainly need to be to get into this position. Muffin, would you like a muffin?
Oh, no, thank you. I just ate out. Although, I must say, your muffins do look tempting.
Oh, Mrs. Pimplebottom, I think you're fitting perfectly here.
Bring back the days of innuendo, when one didn't bring home bacon, but the pork.
You could teach some senorita
how to play a clarinet, how we'd lark about with knobs of butter and a baguette. And when it rained, you could exclaim,
my pussy's getting wet.
Oh, bring back the days of innuendo. Bring back the days of innuendo, when one wasn't woken by a rooster, but a cock. At a grocery store, you'd chuckle as you fondled all the fruit. You'd say, nice melons,
to a lady,
just for a hoot. While your trolley ripped her dress off and she'd chase you in pursuit. I'll bring back the days of innuendo. Innuendo, when one did not arrive, one just came. On the bus you'd ask a bird if she was going far. A nurse's buttons would pop open and you'd see her bra. One wouldn't tear a jot where Clinton hid his cigar.